As people there gathered again to take part in these prayers, a large show of unity at the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Eid al-Fitr represents the first day of the new Islamic lunar month of Shawwal. Of course, this Eid is determined by looking at the first crescent of the new month. Therefore, certain countries sometimes do have different Eids, even within a certain region. Around the world, we have seen people celebrating Eid starting on Monday. That was yesterday. In several places around the world, these very prayers are taking place there as well. An important sermon is also said.
People chanting slogans, telling their leader that they are prepared for any orders. Slogans are stressing the fact that the people will never leave their leader alone. Peace and blessings of God. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Part of the sermons in Arabic, praise to the Almighty God, the Creator of the earth and the heaven. And may peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him. And peace and blessings be upon the Holy Household of the Prophet. And we seek assistance from God and we rely on him. I would like to invite all the respected brothers and sisters There's a promise of God for forgiving on this occasion, and I would like to congratulate everyone on the auspicious occasion. May God send down his blessings upon you and hopefully your holy struggle and worships be accepted by God during the hot days of the holy months of Ramadan and during the the nights you embarked on worship, hopefully they will die. Almighty God, our people, may the best use of the months of Ramadan, there were gatherings where Quran were recited, gatherings where people and the hungry were fed, and also the Knights of Power of Patronite ceremonies and other ceremonies that were held all across the Islamic nation. You could see the ceremonies all around the country. All these ceremonies would set the stage for the sending down of heavenly blessings. At the end of the month, also there's this great move of the Iranian nation on the Quds Day, where the fury and excitement and emotions of this people who are awake, the people let the whole world know loudly how they felt. So these are the events that happened in this great month. And it was an ordeal for our people who experienced it successfully. Now, each and every one of the rituals that you perform during the months of Ramadan, each one of them is considered as a virtue and as was actually a peace from the heaven that you have in the prayers, special prayers of the holy months of Ramadan, in which you ask the Almighty God to let you enjoy the heaven. So that would mean that all these actions and practices and rituals, whose crystallization is the promised paradise in heaven that would be bestowed upon you, and that's what happened. So what you have taught in the months of Ramadan, you should be grateful for that, and also you need to keep it to yourself and save it. So what during the months of Ramadan, during the all the ceremonies, rituals, being personal, social, and public, what you witness was the fact that the feeding of the people publicly and also in a simple manner, a simple iftar or feeding, you could say that this is being publicized and prevalent among our people. But last year, our respected people were asked to actually add to the number of the people at the but try to serve them more simple food, but try to get more people fed. Now, in different parts of religious nation, we received the news which all indicated the fact that the people were determined and they made up their mind and they did so. So my recommendation is such things that would have an effect on actually shaping up an Islamic style, an Islamic lifestyle. So such practices should be further developed. So the Quds Day also was really a great day. On that hot, sizzling day, our people were fasting, all men, women, especially women, ladies dressed in hijab, with their carrying their kids. They all took part in the demonstration. When a nation wants to show and to prove that it does exist, when it wants to portray its public resolve that does not belong to a certain group or faction, but it belongs to the whole of the nation, when this is going to be proven, that will be proven in such arenas, and that's what our respected people showed. So may God bestow His blessings upon you, the great nation, and hopefully your dignity, your progress will be further increased and would also make it possible for us to serve you in a better way. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, may praise be to God, and also peace and blessings to our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and blessings to his pure household and the selected ones who are the remnants of God on earth, and also blessings to the Lady of the World of Islam, Fatima, peace be upon her, well, mentioning the names of the Shia Imams, peace and blessings of Allah to all of them. وعلى الحسن ابن علي وعلى الحجة القائم برادران و برادران عزيز نمازگزار را به خدا respected brothers and sisters and worshippers and I myself I advise all of us to practice piety in all areas. Piety could be effective, including in practice, in judgment, and in major social and international issues, as well as issues related to the world of Islam and issues related to humanity. Well, today the first and foremost issue in the world of Islam is Gaza. Maybe it could be said that the most important issue of the world, humanity, is the issue of Gaza. This rabid dog and a ferocious wolf has attacked innocent people. Who could you find more innocent than and under oppression than the innocent kids who have lost their lives in these brutal attacks? Innocent mothers who took their, who were carrying their kids in their arms, and they were witness to the life of their kids in their hands. The usurper and atheist Zionist regime is committing such crimes these days right before the eyes of humanity. So humanity needs to show reaction. There are 3 points that could be mentioned regarding Gaza, the first one being what the leaders of the Zionist regime are doing is actually a genocide. It's a historic catastrophe, and the perpetrator and the advocates of the perpetrator need to be condemned at the global level, and they need to be brought to justice. Well, their punishment is what the spokespeople of the people and those who care about humanity in the world, that's what they need to ask for. And time can should not be forgotten in the course of time. They need to be punished, no matter if they are at the helm of the power or if they are ousted or toppled. It doesn't matter what time. All the perpetrators of these crimes and all those who are publicly advocating these, as you can see and hear in the news. So that's the first point. Now, the second point is the fact that we should see the power of tolerance and resistance of a people who have stood by their rights. The people who are surrounded and beleaguered from all sides in a small zone. There have no way to the sea, no way to land. All the borders are closed and shut. Drinking water, electricity, basic supplies, of them are reliable. There is the animosity and atrocity of the enemy, and there is no one to help them. And this people have stood by an enemy who is fully armed, who is merciless, an enemy like the Zionist regime, and their treacherous and the filthy leaders of the Zionist regime, who have no consideration, and they are pounding Gaza day and night, and the people are there and resisting against all this. So this is a lesson. This indicates the fact that the power of man's resistance, the power of the resistance of a mother whose child, who sees her child killed before her own eyes, a woman whose brother, whose wife, or his husband is under pressure. So compared to what you see, what you can imagine, it's way beyond the power. You can't imagine, you can't see how powerful the people are, how resistant they can be. You see a number of people, almost 1.8 million people on a 400,000 square kilometer of confined land. Well, you see their garden, their houses, their shops are bombed. They have no way to do any trade and business. And this is how they're being, they're coming under attack, and they are resisting all this. This shows the greatness of power and resistance of a nation. And I should tell you that ultimately, with the grace of God, these people will emerge victorious. Well, so far, the aggressive enemy has highly regretted what it has done. It's stuck. It doesn't know what to do. There is no way to go back. It will lose face. If it goes on with the attacks, and things will get harder and harder. So you say that Europe, America, and all the world's perpetrators, they have joined hands so that this imposed ceasefire, the ceasefire could be imposed on Gazan people so that they could save Israel. So it is stuck and it will remain to be so. That was the second point. And the third point is that, Despite what is said, the comments made by the political leaders of the world arrogance, who say that the Hamas and Jihad needs to be disarmed. What do you mean by disarmament? That means that they have a number of rockets in their possession to defend the incessant attacks and invasion of the enemy. So they have these rockets, so they need to be disarmed. They need to, those rockets should be taken away. So Palestine, including Gaza, should be in such a way that any time the Zionist wishes to make an invasion and to launch an attack, it could do so, that could set the flames of men on fire without Palestinians being able to defend themselves. That's what they want. The U.S. president has issued a fatwa, a religious decree, that the resistance should be disarmed. Well, that's true. You want the resistance to be disarmed because so far the blow that has been inflicted, they will be, you want them not to be able to deal even that blow it has been able to deal on Israel. So all of us in the world of Islam, we need to able to equip the Palestinian people to the best of our ability. In Arabic, asking God to bring victory to the Muslims.
With
peace and blessings of God.